Motherhood is a concept that has been thought about, written about, sung about, and still we understand so little. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two books that explore some of the highs and lows of navigating the maternal landscape. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Our first book is The Need by Helen Phillips. If the challenges of parenting young children have ever driven you to the brink, you'll recognize what's happening to Molly Nye for about 10 pages. This fever dream of a novel starts like a thriller. Someone's in the living room, morphs into speculative sci-fi, it's from a dual universe, and ends up like nothing you've ever read before. One evening, with her husband out of town and the babysitter gone for the day, Molly hears a noise. Immediately, she's on high alert, picturing an intruder in her home. Do other mothers experience this, she wonders, this permanent state of mild panic? Molly is a paleobotanist who has recently made some unusual finds at the fossil quarry where she works. These discoveries are drawing unwanted publicity and adding to her anxiety. Unsure if the threat is real or imagined, Molly scoops up her children and hides in the bedroom. What ultimately emerges from the toy chest in her living room propels her on a surreal adventure in which she must literally confront herself and face her feelings about motherhood head on. Moment by moment, maddened by them and melted by them. Maddened, melted, maddened, melted, maddened, melted. Molly may be wrestling with strange discoveries and existential questions, but none of it stops the relentless to-do list of motherhood. She's breastfeeding one, looking for peas in the freezer for the other, mopping up a spill, changing a diaper. At the peak of the action, she has to put on a major ocean-themed birthday party. As Harriet Lane wrote in the Times, like parenthood itself, The Need is frightening, maddening, and full of dark comedy. Our second book is Strike the Heart by Belgian author Marie Nothomb, a razor-sharp morality tale that can be read in an afternoon but contains a lifetime of wisdom about how we cope with the weaknesses of those closest to us. It begins with Marie, a kind of modern fairy tale princess in a small provincial town. Tall, with a good figure, her face lit with a blonde radiance. Marie was 19 and her time had come. She could sense that an extraordinary destiny awaited her. Marie easily snags the attention of the best-looking boy in town and, quote, when the girls looked at her, their painful envy turned to hatred, and she thrilled to the pleasure of their gaze. This self-regard and competitiveness become quite problematic as Marie's actual, non-extraordinary destiny unfolds. Pregnancy, early marriage, and motherhood in Dullesville. Nothing makes her happy, not her perfect wedding or her pretty townhouse or her adorable baby girl. You are the loveliest little girl I've ever seen, says the husband to the newborn, and, quote, Marie's heart froze. Her baby, named Diane, is shaped by her mother's coldness and jealousy in ways that are far from predictable. The remainder of the novel tracks Diane's relationships with the other females in her life, her grandmother, a sister, a best friend, and most importantly, a mentor she meets in medical school and that woman's daughter. Nothomb has published a book a year since 1992. Though quite a few of these are available in English, she is still unknown. Perhaps this new novel will bring her the recognition here that she has abroad.
The books are The Need by Helen Phillips and Strike the Heart by Marie Nothomb. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.